One is that they feel that the program, even without a firm tax pledge, would give them a big lift in easing money market conditions. Not that it would have, you know, not that they'd be able to reduce interest rates overnight, but they think that the program of, say, suspending investment credit, the accompanying accelerated depreciation thing and so forth, and particularly cutting out the agency issues, they think this would be a big help, and that it would make their job easier, and that they as individuals, perhaps not as a board, but that they as individuals would say so, you know, and would welcome it, and so forth. Now, secondly, they say if there were a firm tax pledge, that would have a strong additional tonic effect on the market because of the fact that they, that is the money markets now, because the money markets don't expect it. And a couple of them pointed out to me that even the rumors about the investment credit suspension strengthened government bonds by as much as 30 basis points. They think if there were a firm pledge for a tax increase, you know, it would be a very substantial increased effect. But what interested me is that each one of them, Mitchell, Maisel, Robertson, and Bremer, said that even without a firm tax pledge, and you know I would prefer to see one, but I'm trying to be an honest reporter about it, even without a tax pledge, it would just be, it would be a substantial help.
Wilbur says that if we make a pledge more than I have said that I would do what's necessary.
Yeah.
That, they don't understand then if I'm making that pledge while I'm waiting, that every Democrat will immediately be queried with AP and say, are you for raising taxes?
Well, that's the course.
Then he says they'll have to say no. Mm-hmm. We asked them the other night, actually polled them, and they about broke even.
Yeah.
And of those that said they would, half of them have said since they wouldn't.
Yeah, because, of course, it's different if you poll them in the White House than if you poll them on the hustings. Well, the
So if we want a tax bill, we can't commit for it. That's what it adds up to.
Well, and I'll try to do my best to reconcile Gardner to this, because he's feeling pretty badly about it. He sort of feels if you take the tax increase out of it, you're taking the cuts out of it. As I say, I prefer to have it in there, but I told Joe, and Joe probably told you, that when I was flying in here yesterday, I had no idea about a tax increase pledge, and I still thought it would be a courageous and a damn good move to make just to go as far as the suspension of the investment credit and the accelerated depreciation. And I reminded the group of that tonight because even though I was arguing against interest, I thought it was only honest to say the rest of the country doesn't know what you fellas know. And the rest of the country will look at this. Oh, you'll get some criticism, you know. I mean, there will still be a lot of press criticism saying, well, there's the president afraid to say that there is going to be a tax increase, and we know damn well there's going to be one. I mean, you've got to take that heat, and you will. But you're going to get a lot of approval for taking a firm, you know, taking hold of the reins and doing something.
Wilbur says that I think he's right, too. I had some doubts till I talked to him. He says there's two things. That one thing, you'll get some of these things cut that will be in lieu of taxes. I mean, they'll give you a tax increase by cutting appropriation, the same effect. That'll be the first thing that'll come from your message because you stress impounding so much and you tell them every dollar they vote above your budget means a tax increase. That's the first thing. Second,